most important part, I think, that now God is preparing a people for himself. And that was the message that I shared with you earlier. And I want to go back there, but I'm trying to make you aware. His plan is so much bigger than our little brains can contain. And so I want you to declare that with me and close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus, out of my mind, with so many blessings, far beyond my brain. That's your plan for me. Not the skinny little thoughts and the proverbial deception of fear that keeps me bound into the old patterns of thinking. I break that today in Jesus' name. And I say, connect me, Lord, to the body of Christ so that I can understand his plan. Is so much bigger than I could think or even believe for. Hallelujah. Amen. He took me to very, very quickly this morning to Ephesians chapter 2. I heard it loud and clear. One verse, 13. So Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. I'm going to use just basically the beginning of that verse, and it says, but now in Christ Jesus. But now in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to try to prod you to understand that the word Christ is the anointed or the anointing. It doesn't say next week you're going to be in the anointing. It says, but now. Now is a moment of presence that you can take a hold of if you choose to. Or you can put everything off in the future. Oh, well, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be happy. You know what I say to that? Baloney. Because you see, you are in this realm for a purpose, for a reason, and for a commissioning. You say, well, I'm getting old now. Well, you're older than you were yesterday. And that's true for every single one of you. But if you limit your future to your skinny brain, you're going to be in trouble. And that's part of your soul. Your mind, will, and emotions are part of your soul. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says you're made up of spirit, soul, and body. So what about those two other parts? Your spirit man has been born again ever since you said yes to Jesus. But your soul is still living with this flesh that needs to be renewed and transformed and recreated to be in his image. Now the salvation of your soul is at stake here. The salvation of your mind. The salvation of your emotions. And the salvation of your will. He gave you a free will. But I can tell you this. When you're bound to the Lord, and you have made a commitment to let him have his way, your way has got to go. You can't have both. Every time you purpose in your life to have it your way, you're saying, but Jesus, I'll get closer to you when I get holy. Well, I've got news for you. You're already holy. Look at your neighbor. Say, I am holy. Because of his blood. I don't feel holy. The emotion of holiness isn't there. But my soul is being saved. When I confess that I'm holy. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Come on. Says if I confess with my mouth. And believe it in my heart. So shall it be.
So
I'm holy.
So I'm holy.
By his blood I've been made holy.
By his blood I've been made holy.
That's settled.
That's settled.
do your emotions do with it?
Yep.
Right? Okay. Now look at your neighbor again and say, this time I'm going to tell you I'm a saint. I just canonized you. I put you in a can and I said you're a saint. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, not because of what you did. Not because of some stupid miracle that might have taken place 20 years ago. Now, you're in Christ. Okay. You say, well, you know, how is that going to work in my future? I'll tell you how it's going to work. It's going to run your emotions into the ground where it needs to be buried. St. Paul says, I died with Christ. Well, how do you die in the anointing? By not declaring what your brain says. Not declaring what your physical body says. Oh, my body talks to me, Kim. You have no idea what it says to me. I've got news for you. Your body is waiting for your words to recreate that which was dead. Amen. I could say to you, Lazarus, come forth. And you know what? He was bound. It took others to clean him up and to get him unbound. In the body of Christ, we think we can do it on our own. You're going to need others to take the binding clothes and the death clothes off of you. All that burial stuff that you've been carrying around needs to be removed, and you can't take it off yourself. You say, why? Remember, Gail? The cocoon? The cocoon! You gave us a teaching back at Passover about the cocoon, right? That cocoon was so solid, it could stand on its own. Yes or no? Yes. What do you think Lazarus was wrapped up in for 4 days?
Same thing.
It was a cocoon. It was solidified by resins and all kinds of other stuff that they put their dead people in. It was like standing up a mummy that you've seen from Egypt. Same idea. But you know what? Others had to come to Lazarus' aid even after he had been dead 4 days. And you think you're going to create yourself into that new creation on your own? Not going to happen. You need the body of Christ. Look again. 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Through the blood of Christ. The blood of the anointing. That came on him, that set you and me free to walk in freedom, to talk about freedom, to declare your freedom, instead of declaring your bondage. Oh, I'm feeling so lousy today. Oh, I gotta pick up the phone and get some prayer. Oh, hello, how are you? I really need prayer today. Have you any idea how lousy I feel? Yeah, I feel just as bad as you do. Let's agree. Come on. Agree with whom? Agree with your emotions? Agree with your feelings? Agree with how your body feels right now? Agree with him? Agree with what he said about you? Agree that you're totally transformed by his anointing? And by your words? You know, your words. I'm a saint. I don't feel like one. Praise God. If you did, we'd be in trouble. Well, come on. You're so damn holy, I can't put up with you. Yeah, that's when you realize you're full of holes. I'll t- teasing aside. Realize where I'm coming from. I'm trying to tell you, but now. Now you are under the anointing. Now you are being made manifest as saints of God. Under construction, yes, I understand that. But, you know, we live in Three Rivers. And they put up a bridge. It took them 2 years to do a bridge. How long does it take to put your bridge together? How many years does it take to get your mouth to match God's opinion? You see, eternity is not long enough, huh? I got news for you. He's got plenty of time, and so have you, if you just decide to do it. And declare what God says. Mark 11:24. Believing you have received, that it will be done unto you. And if you have aught against anybody, forgive them. So forgiveness is first. You've got to forgive. And everybody forgives everybody else, but they don't forgive themselves.
Amen.
It's got to change. First person you got to forgive is number one. Look at your neighbor. I want to be a saint. First person I'm going to forgive
is me.
Hallelujah. Once you've forgiven yourself, then you can declare that you are a saint under construction. That you are made holy under His blood. Not on your own. You know, I remember the bondage of doing penance. Yeah. I can remember this one time. I was, I think, 8th grade. And I went to confession. And I don't know, but I think the priest had a real desire that day to give me, like he did to everybody else, the whole beads for a punishment. So, of course, in that day, I was in a Roman Catholic school. And I knelt down at the altar. And I did the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory Be of the beads. Well, if I sat there or knelt there for the next 20 minutes to say the whole thing, they were going to think I had some big sins. Come on, you guys that are brought up in Roman Catholics, you know what I'm talking about. So I said, Lord, I'll say these three and do the rest later. I didn't want to show my friends I had been a bad boy. Oh, go ahead and laugh. You must have been there with me, huh? How many visited the same space? Thank you. Nobody's going to know that I'm that bad of a sinner. After all, so you see, I was practicing to become a saint. I was. I wasn't going to let anybody think I was that bad. All right. Now, all teasing aside, that was the mindset that was in me. And you know what? It still sometimes pops up. It pops up. Why? Because it's how I was brought up. Oh, you're always guilty, Kim. No, I'm not. Ephesians 6:12 says what? I am not battling against flesh and blood. So it's not this that's the problem. It's up here that's the problem. The old mindsets have got to go. They've got to become what God says about being you. And what He said is now, not next week, now. Now, in Christ Jesus, you have once, who once were far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace. Ha ha ha. So you can't produce your own peace. Who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in His flesh the law with its commandments and its regulations. What's the law? The Ten Commandments. He put in its place the law of love. And you've got to put that law of love towards yourself first. Oh, you mean I got to love myself now? Yeah. Look at your neighbor. See, I'm letting you know up front. I'm altogether lovely. And I am lovable. So get a clue. I'm going to love you as you promised to love me. And I'm learning to love myself. Just the way I am. If Jesus can love me, just the way I am, you better get used to it. I am lovely. I'm lovable. I love it. Now, how much of your emotions did I just stir up? What am I doing? I'm trying to let you know, but now. Now, in Christ Jesus. When I was far away, I have just been made what? Holy. When I was far away, I was not a saint. Now I am. I wasn't lovable, but I am now. You mean to tell me I really can be loved? Right, Gil? I can be loved. That's an incredible truth. I can really be loved. You see, if I said to you, declare to your neighbor, I know what it feels like to be rejected, every emotion in you would be comfortable. But as soon as I make you declare that you're lovely and that you're lovable, your emotions go haywire. Why? Because your soul needs to be saved. Your mind, your will, your emotions need to be saved. They're not done yet. They're in process. And the only way you're going to get there is by declaring what he says about you. Declare with me. Verse 14, he himself is my peace. He has destroyed all barriers and all the dividing walls of hostility. He has done this by abolishing it in his flesh. He took the law and all its commandments and all of its regulations. And it was his purpose to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross. That's why I'm holy. That's why I'm being made complete. In him. For his own glory. And I get to go for this lovely ride of being lovable. Even if my emotions don't say. Can't be true. But it is true. Because he did it. For me. Hallelujah. You know, this lesson isn't just for you, it's for me. I'm not accusing you of anything that I'm not guilty of. I'm not trying to make you do something I haven't tried to do myself. But because of his love and because of his mercy, we are lovable. We are holy because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Enjoy your day. Love each other, one another. Love one another. Be connected to each other. Pray for each other. Intercede for each other as the Holy Spirit leads you. Do not just go off and focus on number one. Focus on those around you. And as you're focused on those around you, he will have the intercessors intercede for you. Amen. James 5 says, pray for one another that you may be. All right. So how do you get your healing? Pray for those that you know around you as he shows you. Close your eyes. Father, may the anointing of the Holy One of Israel continue to recreate these in your image. Make them so much like you that they won't have a problem saying, I am a saint. That they won't have a problem to say, I am holy. They won't have a problem saying, I am healed. They won't have a problem saying that I can be loved now because of what Jesus has done for me. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit
confirm these words to your heart as you go forth in this week, and that you're recreated in his image, just like his word says, in Jesus' name.